Only the best will do for mom. So make Whole Foods Market your Mother's Day destination. Shop the floral department for vibrant blooms like tulips, orchids, peonies, and expert-crafted bouquets. Then head to the wellness and beauty department and give mom a spa-like experience with scented candles and more. And if you're hosting brunch or dinner, order flavorful Whole Foods Market catering by May 9th. Celebrate Mother's Day with Whole Foods Market in store and online.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with the Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, over the past year, there's been a dramatic rise in the amount of lost baggage in Dublin Airport and elsewhere around the world. An Irish Times article published yesterday, written by Barry O'Halloran, details the ordeal of Christina Summers when travelling through a Dublin airport. Well, Christina herself is on the line to talk to us, and we'll also be talking to Owen Corrie, editor of Air and Travel magazine, about the international situation vis-a-vis lost luggage. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you were travelling, but using Dublin as a, if you like, a stopover on your route. Where were you going and when?
We were travelling July 13th, and we were going from Naples, Italy, to New York, and we had a stopover in Dublin.
What went missing?
My daughter's suitcase. There were five of us.
Okay, we seem to have
a five-year-old daughter and two friends.
Okay, so we lost a bit of that there. Your phone just went dead for a moment or two. So your daughter's luggage, and you were traveling. She was traveling with two friends. What was the saga? I mean, what did they tell her about her missing luggage at that time?
Well, it wasn't when we got to New York. We all got our luggage. Everybody except for my daughter. We had to wait till the very end, and then there was no suitcase. We went. We filed a claim. There were other people filing claims, and they said, okay, here's the claim number. Get in touch with Aer Lingus tomorrow, or we'll get in touch with you.
Now, you fully expected the baggage to arrive maybe on the next flight or whatever, but it didn't.
Oh, Pat, I've been traveling. I'm 53 years old. I've been going back and forth between the U.S. and Europe since I was 8 months old. I've lost luggage before. The maximum time I've ever had a lost bag is 3 days. This, I very much assumed we would see the suitcase, and I started calling Aer Lingus. They told us to go to the website. We went to the website. I called Aer Lingus every day and kept getting the same rigmarole. We're looking. We're having a little bit of an issue because of the amount of customers, and just give us time. We'll get your suitcase. Give us time. We'll get your suitcase. We'll let you know when we find it. Keep going to the website.
Now, did you know whether it ever left Naples in Italy or not?
Finally, yes. I was able to get somebody who went through and said it was definitely, it was pinged in Dublin.
Okay, so it did make the first leg of the journey, and then and we all saw the pictures of luggage piled high in the arrival halls in both terminals in Dublin Airport during the summer because of all those manpower shortages. So somewhere in there was your daughter's case.
I assume so. I don't know because, you know, we just had a stopover, so we never got our luggage in Dublin. It was supposed to go directly to JFK, so we never looked.
Because the luggage is tagged in Naples Airport with the ultimate destination of JFK or whichever airport you were flying into, and you should not have to worry about that at all. It's a seamless, normally, transition.
Right. I mean, there have been times where if you have, if your airport, if your flight is delayed and you're late and it's a quick turnover, then your bag doesn't make it. But then you usually get your bag within a day or two.
Yeah. You're, as you say, a seasoned traveler. So you would know if things are a bit tight making your connection that your bag, although you make it, your bag might not. And that's par for the course.
Right. Yeah, not a problem.
Now, how have you been getting on since then? Any sign of the case?
Well, you know, I am just appalled. I mean, I've told you I've traveled my whole life, and I've been on some of the what were considered some of the worst airlines. You know, Alitalia and Air France and all of that. And I've never had the lack of customer service that I've had at Aer Lingus. I called consistently. We've been on the website is absolutely of no help. There's only one phone number they give you. I have called since July 14th. For the first 6 weeks, I called every single day. And I think twice, I was able to actually get somebody who worked for Aer Lingus, because I would get people who were either in India, or one of the ladies said she was in the Philippines. And basically, it sounds like they just gave them a laptop and said, here, go to the Aer Lingus website, put in this number, the case number, and just read what it says, which is exactly what happens if I go to the Aer Lingus website and put in my case number, which is the same thing every single time. We are still looking for your bag. It has not been located yet, and we will let you know as soon as we find it. And that is what I've been hearing for 6 months nonstop. I have asked, can I please speak to somebody who has an ID card that says Aer Lingus? No, I'm sorry, we don't have someone here like that. Can I speak to a supervisor? No, I'm sorry, we don't have someone here like that. And that's it. I have called Dublin Airport. I have called the New York office for Aer Lingus. I have called the number they gave me. I have tried to find any number I could for Aer Lingus. And that's where it goes.
Now, the bag contained a precious item belonging to your daughter, which has a significant value.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. My daughter is, at the time, a 13-and-a-half-year-old, now a 14-year-old, who is very conscious of what she wears. She buys all of her clothing secondhand because she doesn't want to, because of the environmentally friendly way of doing that. So everything she buys is kind of one of a kind. I can't replace it. I can't go back to the store and buy it again. Plus, my mother, throughout the years, has bought herself some nice things, and now some of her things are considered vintage because she's had them for 20 or 30 years. And she gifted her a leather jacket that is Brunello Cucinelli, which is a very famous Italian name, and was worth quite a bit of money, yeah.
It could be worth as much as $9,000, according to the reporting.
Well, the whole contents of the bag, we valued at around $9,000. Again, most of what she had in there is from vintage shops or from my mother from years ago and cannot be bought again. So we kind of had to figure out, okay, this is what we paid for it. But, you know,
Okay, we a momentary lapse again on the line. Let's hope that Christina's back. Christina?
I'm here.
That's good. No, because we hear dead air and we panic. Now, let me tell you what Aer Lingus said to us. Aer Lingus apologises for the overall time it has taken for the customer's query regarding her lost baggage to be resolved. Aer Lingus did issue an initial cheque for interim expenses on the 29th of August 2022 and acknowledge that there has been significant delay in resolving the matter overall to the point where compensation was paid. A member of our customer relations team has been communicating with the customer in the last week, and a cheque has now been processed for the maximum compensation owed under the Montreal Convention, and the customer will receive it in the coming days. Now, the Montreal Convention is a very wide-ranging convention, but from my reading of it this morning, it looks like the maximum compo under the Montreal Convention is $1,700.
Yes, here's what I got. First of all, for them to say that they've been in touch with me is a little misleading, because after I got in touch with Barry at the Irish Times, because I hit a wall. After 6 months, I could do nothing but get in touch with people who knew nothing more than I did from the website. So finally, I went back to Barry, who I knew had written an article about the lost bags. After his article came out, after he got in touch with them, my husband got an email from Aer Lingus from Miriam in customer service saying, We will compensate you for your luggage, but we need to have receipts for every single item that was in there. And if you don't have a receipt, a dated receipt, then we need a credit card receipt to show us that you have a receipt for every single item in there. So then I went back to Barry and sent him that email and said, this is beyond ridiculous. Who in their right mind has receipts for every pair of underwear they have? Or socks? Or, you know, or a jacket that my mother bought in the 1980s? Where am I supposed to get that receipt? So he must have gone back to Aer Lingus, because then we got another email saying, oh, as a one-time courtesy, we will compensate you without receipt.
Okay, so that's where the $1,700, I presume you will get the check in time. Look, Christina,
I don't know. Let me just tell you one more thing. So it's the 17 minus the $385 that they compensated us for what I had to buy right away, because my daughter had every bathing suit she owns in that suitcase. And this was July. I had to buy her another bathing suit. So they're taking that money out. And again, no one ever spoke to me. The only thing they gave me in that email was a link to the website. I have no phone number or name except for Miriam in customer service.
Well, Christina, it's an example of, I think, the frustration that many people have felt. You've articulated it very well, and I thank you very much for joining us on the program. Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, has been listening to that. Owen, is that a familiar tale?
Very familiar. Christina's not alone. What has been happening, and listeners will be familiar with this since last summer, when we were, you know, something over about 1,000 bags a day were going missing. That would be normally about 50 a day would be lost before COVID, but we ran into a situation where about 1,000 a day were being lost through the summer. We're now through a few of the phases, to use a rugby analogy here, of this. And what Christina's experienced is exactly what lots of people have experienced, is that it goes from the processing of the lost baggage. You have your case number, you can put your complaints in. By the way, there's no point ringing up Dublin Airport or the New York office of Aer Lingus or all of that. That's all wasted energy. There is a dedicated team that hunts down the lost bag, tries to find out where it was loaded, where it was last blipped or last keyed. And it's now gone to customer relations. I'm not here to bat for Aer Lingus, Pat, but what Aer Lingus have been doing is they've staffed up their customer relations team by about 100 personnel since the summer. What we saw in the years with technology getting better was that the number of people ready to answer a phone or to at the other end of a line had been decreasing, and the airlines have been increasingly directing people towards live web chat. Direct tweet and live web chat is the best way to do it, but Aer Lingus has been staffing up because they did realise the scale of the problem they were dealing with last summer.
Mm. Now, where are these bags? I mean, are there warehouses somewhere with piles and piles of luggage where perhaps some of the identifying tags have gone astray? I mean, is there a graveyard for lost luggage?
A lot of discussion. I was at the IATA conference with Willie Walsh in Geneva in December, and quite a good deal of discussion was on how things had gone so horribly wrong for baggage. We'd moved from a situation for paper tags, those paper tags we remember from our childhood were now obsolete, that the detachable tags, you know, that could blip and then get lost. We'd moved from a situation where these were now, you know, we were being assured these were now redundant. The number of baggage handlers was being reduced because the technology was so awesome. But what we discovered last summer is when things go wrong and you've reduced your staffing numbers, they can go horribly wrong indeed. The bags, one word, warehouse that you used there, that's exactly where they are. One case in the last week of somebody who transferred through Frankfurt, the bag turned up in a warehouse in Munich. It's bewildering for passengers that it ends up in a warehouse in a city that they haven't actually passed through. We've seen one airline transferring almost all their lost baggage from their various hubs to Italy. We've seen others move, including Dublin, moving it off-site because they were clogging up baggage halls, moving them off-site to warehouses. Now, one of the things that emerged last summer, this being Ireland, was that people were going and looking for their own bags. People were actually buying tickets, cheap tickets, to go arrive back in arrivals hall and go in and look for their bags. And some people actually found their bags. I suspect that eventually somebody manually will ever get to go through all of these bags. but there are warehouses of bags all over Europe. As we discussed last summer, there are some airports there where a lot of bags went missing, but anybody who was going through a hub that was coming through a major hub ended up in Dublin Airport waiting for a bag without actually being sure if it had been loaded on the aircraft in the first place. There are four companies dealing with the two airlines, Ryanair and Aer Lingus, deal with their own baggage. Ryanair has been a bit smug about all of this, and rightly so. They didn't lose bags. The reason Ryanair doesn't lose bags is if you're transferring through Stansted to get another Ryanair flight, you take the bag off yourself, put it back on. Yeah. But the ones that are being most in trouble are the people who are subcontracted to baggage handling, Sky Handling and Swissport. So both of those were before an Oireachtas committee talking about how the staffing numbers went down to about 40% of normal. They were getting it back up. Over Christmas, it seems to have come apart again. I noticed Sky Handling weren't answering phone calls and emails last week. We're not out of the baggage problem yet.
All right, Owen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with the Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save.